Atong Duot's husband was killed in Mabon County of Upper Nile State in 2015. The mother of six children says just a year after her husband died, she was forced to marry her deceased husband's cousin and has produced three children with him. Aside from failing to provide for her first three children, Duot says the man repeatedly beats her whenever she asks for support.
When I ask him to support my children, he gets angry. He sets rules and I do not follow. And I have some obstacle that prevented me from following them. He takes it for granted. If he hears something from the neighbors and I explain it differently, this is always the cause of fighting between us.
Duot says, now whenever her abusive husband starts a quarrel or insults her, she just keeps quiet to avoid trouble.
Now if he is
hungry, I keep quiet and run away until the time his temper will cool down. If he is wrong and I try to point out the fault, it causes a fight between us. I have now stopped asking him anything. If I get something, I try by all means to fulfill my child's needs.
Duot says, by keeping quiet, she avoids being beaten but feels depressed. Tut Poch Luak, Deputy Director at the Department of Gender in the Upper Nile State Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, attributes the increase in abuse against women and girls to economic hardships, conflict, and culture, among other factors.
I received three cases from the humanitarians. Those are the rape cases, but it's a secret for them. And we are just following the referral now up to national level. Now we have an economic crisis. Since South Sudan has been in war in 2013, the situation up to date was not there before. But now people are very hungry.
But he says victims should report cases to authorities so they can receive the necessary support.
If such cases are happened in the areas, you need to report to the local authority, because if something is happening to you at home, you need to come to the office or to the organization or to the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare to claim your right. Because whenever you are just peeling fence at home and you did not inform the people, you will be in danger.
Kamisa Jonah Wall, the manager of the Gender-Based Violence Unit at the International Medical Corps, or IMC in Malakal, confirms GBV cases have increased this year due to the influx of returnees from Sudan. Awol says the IMC provides support to rape survivors in Malakal.
We are providing psychosocial support activities and case management and respond to emergency. Actually, the number cannot be provided. It's UNFPA to provide the GBV level.
Awol urges communities in Upper Nile State to respect women and girls. She advises women to move in groups and avoid isolated places where they could be at risk of being physically or sexually assaulted. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart in Malakal.